Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is an independent financial advisor, but he's been an advisor to CEOs for many years, and I'm talking about big business CEOs too. So he knows what he's talking about, and he knows how to convert all that knowledge and experience down into things that we can use here on Main Street. Sam, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website, please?
Website is NorwoodAnalytics.com.
All right, so check that, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam, we've talked about oil prices and the benefits of that for most of us in America. We've talked about Europe's problems and Japan's problems and other areas. We've talked about the U.S. dollar strengthening has improved imports but hurt exports. All these things have an influence one way or the other on us out here on Main Street. When you're going forward, as we look at all these things together, how do you see them all amalgamating and producing the impact on Main Street in America over the next year?
Well, in Main Street, let's look to what the consumers are actually doing. In the most recent GDP figures, what are people buying? The people are buying durable goods. They're buying residences. Housing is going up, and durable goods are going up. And if you look also at the statistics, business investment in fixed assets is growing stronger. So what is this reflective of? It's reflective of a growing amount of confidence about the future, and that return of confidence, which has been so weak in the past 6 years or so, is now coming back. I think if we look to our customers and realize that they're feeling better, mm-hmm. then we can feel better too. Because and it looks to me like 2015, everything considered, is going to be a fine year. Even with the challenges going on around us, money flows where the prospects are looking good, and the money is flowing right now into America, and Americans are spending on the stuff that requires confidence in the future.
Mm-hmm. One of the big wild cards right now for me, Sam, is, you know, and a wild card to me is something that we know exists. It's not something we've never heard of. It's something we know that exists, and there may be a low probability of it happening, but if it does, could be a game changer. And the wild card to me in all this, is at least within our borders of the United States, is Wall Street. Wall Street does not like low oil. Wall Street made a strong dollar. Since most major corporations, 60% of their business comes from overseas, that's going to be an issue. Wall Street's been, as you know, Sam, on a frenetic pace now for five years or so. I'm worried, and I have been now for 2 or 3 years, that if when Wall Street crashes, having contributed very little to the Main Street economy, only being an indicator of itself, when it crashes, it'll take Main Street with it, and that's the big wild card I'm worried about for 2015. What do you think?
Well, let me say that I'm not a stock advisor, but I will say that I believe that Wall Street does not like uncertainty.
Yeah.
And uncertainty around the world is increasing, it's not that they don't like lower oil prices. Is that it brings up some uncertainty about the economies around the
right.
world, and how will people, exporting countries and societies that depend on oil income,
right.
React to all this? So,
mm-hmm. it's including Russia.
And Russia, yeah.
Right.
What happens when, I mean, Russia is really highly dependent on oil.
It's a basket case right now.
And that's and what happens when
don't you agree though, Sam? If something bad happens on Wall Street, that's the wild card in America that could derail our optimism, our feeling of our good feelings right now.
It raises a question in all of us, but my belief is that if it happens, yes, it will. But I don't think that Wall Street's going to crash this year.
I hope you're right.
It's dipping, I think we're going to be okay.
Hope you're right. Sam Norwood, thanks for being here. NorwoodAnalytics.com is the website. Sam Norwood, yep. We'll be back another day, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.